Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's Sunday, and you're tuned to Vince in the Bay here on BTR. Feel free to give me a call at 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. Hope you're having a fantastic 5th of July. Ready to start the work week back up tomorrow. So I just got off of another program. And, you know, Easy Rider's on the line, or not on the line, but he's in the chat room. And actually, this goes back to something that Easy Rider and I were talking about a couple nights ago, I think it was. Just me calling into other shows. I've found a group of shows that I can call in on the regular and, you know, not worry about having to censor myself or, you know, just kind of hold my feelings to myself because I don't hate to offend people, but I usually don't intend to offend people. And I call into some of these shows, and I come off as abrasive, I guess, or perverted, or just rude, I guess. I don't know. I called into, I'm not going to say the name of the show, but let's just call it the coffee shop with Lily. Okay? Let's just call it that. So I call into Lily's show, and you know, I've called into this show before, and or this particular show I'm talking about before, and you know, everybody's always usually happy-go-lucky and having a good time and laughing, and you go in the chat room and there's a lot of people saying LOL, and then there's people with the smiley face emoticons. And that's all good and fun, you know. Everybody's light and happy and fluffy, and there's unicorns and teddy bears everywhere, and life is good, right? So I call in, and you know me, I'm perverted. I like the ladies. And there's one particular lady that calls into the show on the regular. And, you know, I got on the air, and I was trying to say hello to her, to find out, because I know she's on the air. She's always on the air on that show. And I tried to get her attention, and the host kept talking over her. Like I said, hello, so-and-so. Let's call her Karen, okay? In an effort to protect the innocent, I'm going to call her Karen. So I call it to the Lily show, the coffee shop with Lily show, and ask for Karen. And Karen's there. And so I say, hey, Karen, are you there? How you doing? And Karen answers me, but at the same time, Lily answers me at the same time and like talks over her. So I can't hear what Karen's saying. So I ask again, sorry, I didn't hear that, Karen. How are you doing? And Lily again talks over Karen while they're, you know, while she's answering. And I should just pull down the archive of that and play it. But again, I want to protect the innocent, and so I'm not going to use anybody's real name here. But, okay, so I asked for Karen twice, and Lily cuts me off and is like, just like puts me on, no, she says, she threatens me. She says, do I have to whip you? Because she's got like this whip that she uses, sound effect of a whoosh, which I think is great. I think more BTR people should incorporate sound effects into their program. Once I stop smoking, you know, copious amounts of marijuana, maybe I will get around to, you know, collecting my little sound effects to play. But so basically, you know, she says, that's it. And she whips me. And me being the perverted individual that I am, I pretty much started moaning and groaning. And I was like, yeah, do it again, baby. Come on. And then she cut me off. She didn't hang up on me at first. She just muted me, and then she forgot about me because they went on talking, and then she came back later and looked at her switchboard. She's like, "Oops, he's still there," and like she hung up on me, and so I kept tuning in just to see if they'd talk about me, because they don't talk about anything on that show, by the way. If you go into the chat room, all you're gonna see is like people saying "Hey" and "LOL," and that's it. And it's when you listen to the show, they it's the same thing. It's either dead air, or they are giggling, or they're saying hey to whoever's saying hey to them in the chat room. And so apparently I struck a nerve with Miss Lily on this unnamed show that I'm just going to call Coffee with Lily. Suffice to say, she just does not like me at all. And I don't think I'm welcome back into that program ever again. And quite frankly, that's fine with me, because every time I've gone in there, they're not talking about anything at all. They're just giggling and laughing at best. And most of the time, it's just dead air. Like, I kept listening in after they got rid of me. And after they got through complaining about me, there was nothing to talk about. They were just sitting there. It was dead air. And then I got into one of their other chat rooms, because of course she eventually like bumps me off the chat room. And so she bumps me out of the chat room, and I'm like, great. But luckily, while I was in her chat room, somebody else put a link to another chat room that they were all chatting in simultaneously. So I got into that chat room and started mixing it up in there. And so like while I was listening to them talk shit about me, I was in the other chat room chatting with them, and it was fucking hilarious. It was fun, because it was great for them, because they actually had something to talk about. Like, I was listening to their show and they were talking about how I was in the other chat room, and they were talking about how they shouldn't chat with Lily was talking about how I shouldn't chat with Vince in there, or no one should chat with Vince in there. Just ignore him, you know. And it's just like, give me a fucking break. Yeah. All right. I just opened up my chat room. And Easy Rider's in here. Let me see what he's saying here. He's getting back to normal. Good. Glad to hear that, Easy Rider. I know we talked a little bit. You said that you were trying to wean yourself off of BTR he says, play it, fuck it, haha. Don't worry, Vince, there's plenty of shows to get kicked off of, haha, lol. Yeah, you're right, Easy Rider, there are plenty more shows. I love, you know, I'm just a subversive at heart, really, is what it comes down to. And I love going into these shows that are just so fluffy, and I think you have to be on Prozac to enjoy these shows, because everybody is just like light and fluffy and haha and like lol. And you can only get so far with that, you know? Like, that's how you start off a show. You start off, oh, how are we doing today? Oh, you sound tired. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ha, ha. You know, it's fine. We can, you know, we can have the fluff talk, but we don't need to base a three-hour show around fluff talk. Now, if you're just tuning in, by fluff talk, I'm not using fluff in the sense of, you know, like what you see on a porn set. Now, that would be a serious topic. Like, I would love to dedicate a show to porn industry fluffers, you know? I'm sure it's out there. I'll do research and try to put together a show on you know, sort of a behind the scenes angle on fluffing. All right, so Easy Rider's here with us. Easy, are you there?
I'm here, Vince. That's a pretty in-depth story you just told. We were just talking about that. I know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Just you say the wrong word or make the wrong sound, it just changed the whole show. I mean, what would that show have done without you, Vince? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be dead air. It would be dead air, and they know it.
Man, you know, I think maybe we should get some different names and go into these shows just to give them something to talk about, you know?
Oh, you know, Easy
Rider. give them a villain. They need a villain.
Yeah, well, that's true. Everybody needs a villain. I'm not willing to take it that far. It's not worth the effort. But the only reason why I was even in that show last night is because it was the only show on. They had maintenance going, and there was no other shows. And I was you know, still awake, and I just finished a show, and I wanted to. And there were some people I was chatting with on my show, and I was like, hey, let's go over to the bistro and hang out over there, and.
Right.
And I tried calling in, and I tried fitting in, and I was rejected. So, it's no sweat off my back. It just reinforces my ideas about how some people are just not ready for real talk. Some people are just not ready.
No.
Some people shouldn't do LSD. Some people shouldn't be you know, a fucking astronaut. You know, it's just like it takes all kinds, and I just know better than to go into a show like that ever again.
Well, I got into a show, I'm not going to say who, like you, But the show, I was telling the guy something, the host, in confidence, okay? So I PM'd him. I just told him something that I wanted to say. I wanted to tell him, but I didn't want his audience to hear, because I didn't want to be rude to him, you know? So I was just trying to be, you know, just give him the heads up on something. This prick goes and goes right on the show. Well, Easy Rider PM'd me, and, you know, I don't everybody, somebody PMs him, I say it right over the show. Now, I mean, what kind of dickhead does something like that? You know, I mean, PMs are for privacy. You know, they're not for you to go, well, I don't believe in the PM. I tell everybody what everybody said. You know, that was pretty shitty. What do you think?
I think now after that, you know better than to just PM somebody. But yeah, if it were me, I get PMs, like the private messages on the BTR talk every once in a while, and that's what I do. I treat them as if it's a complete sidebar. It's something. pardon me. I got a cough here. Yeah, it's something that's just, you know, it's a private message for a reason. They went out of their way to send a private message because they don't want the rest of the chat room or the listeners to hear it.
And
so,
it's your job as a host to hold their confidence.
Right. So the best I can tell you is if you ever PM me, it's, you know, I will treat it that way.
Well, yeah, that's the way I do it, you know.
Yeah.
Then I had here, I'll tell you a little story that I had happened last week.
Cool.
I had a lady, okay, I think you were on there, matter of fact. You were on that show. You called it, I forget when it was, last week, beginning of the week, Monday maybe. Monday, yeah, that's when her show is. And I was just kidding, like, you know, I went, you got on us. She goes, I said, I'll hang up on him. You know, jokingly, you know what I mean? I'm sarcastic, you know what I mean? You know, I said, just hang up on him. So I didn't think nothing of it. I thought nothing of it. Just hang up on him. Four words, okay? I get an email, private message. Oh, why did you want to hang up on that guy? Oh, I'm like, we're reading this email and going, what the fuck? He goes, I'm scared. What should I do? Who was that? I'm like, reading it. And I says, and she says, what the hell did the lady say to me? I erased the email. I should have kept it. And she says, who is that guy? And I put down, oh, I said, he's harmless. I says, I know him, you know. God, I mean, trying to make controversy out of something, you know? Damn. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then the lady goes, oh, here's what she said. She goes, he said the same, okay, I remember. She goes, he said the same thing to you when you called in. I didn't even call in. I didn't call in there. Do you remember anything of this?
I don't even remember. Dude, I call so many goddamn shows.
Yeah, it was just totally.
I think I don't know if I was, maybe I wasn't listening at that point or something, because
it was totally blown out of proportion is what I'm,
I don't
point
remember. Yeah, I don't remember you getting into it with anybody while I've been listening.
Yeah,
so.
All I did was say to the lady, you know, I said right on in the chat room, I go, you were calling in from somewhere, I don't know where you're at. And I says, I went, hang up on him. Just friggin' kidding, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And she took it serious, and like you were some threat, and then she emailed me about it, like she was scared. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, fucking nutcase.
Oh, wait, she was thinking that about me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I just said, no, I know him. I emailed her back. I says, no, I know the guy. I said, there's nothing wrong. I says, you know, she just made a mountain out of nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And I just
went,
man, I'm not even going to that show anymore, because I just, God forbid these people want me to be fucking real. You know what I mean? God fucking forbid them, because I could fucking make you cry with my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll make you cry.
And you know what, Easy Rider? You shouldn't, you know what? You shouldn't expend the energy making them cry, because if they can't handle tough love, if they can't handle the truth, if they can't handle people being frank and honest, then they're going to have problems.
I said to myself, that's why I got bummed out. I was telling the other day about this. You know, I was a little bit depressed with this friggin' BTR shit. I decided last night, I'm not going to shows that aren't real. You know what I mean? That the people
yeah.
aren't real, I'm not gone, okay? And if I tend to see that they're not real, then there's plenty of other shows that I'm going to go try.
Totally.
And that's it. That's my new thing here. I don't have to be in your show. I go to any show I want to go to. That's the choice you got with being with BTR. If you don't like it, as easy as you can click me off your show, I can click you off too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what I like about it. And I'm going to start invoking my right.
Yeah, and I'm all, and I love it when people, I call into people's show. I was just got off a show before I came in here,
mm-hmm.
where I was certainly the minority with my viewpoint. I think we I connected with these people, had a really good connection with them. But I think
mm-hmm.
coming into the conversation on their show, you would probably categorize me as the opposition to their point of view, I would probably say.
What type of show was it? You don't have to tell me what it was.
I think it was just kind of a variety show.
Okay.
It's like I'm noticing there's a lot of kind of weekend warriors on BTR, like people
right.
who aren't so hardcore, but are treating it more like their own personal radio show, and they host it maybe once a week, and a lot of them do it on the weekends. And
rather than chat on the phone, they get on a
yeah, exactly. And these are the shows I actually like. I tend to like them the most because these people, they're coming to the table with an issue. They usually have a topic, and they like to stick to it. And they usually attract a pretty broad range of callers. And this particular show, they were just talking about the history of the United States. You know, like the talking about the early beginnings of. Of the United States, and this guy had some historical knowledge and background, so he was just going into
stuff. Wasn't that the guy that was riding on that horse with no head going, the sky's going to fall?
No, I think it's a different dude. I forgot this guy's name, but he was really cool, and I called in, and I had a lot of harsh things to say, and he let me speak my mind. He didn't.
I was giving you a cross-reference between Paul Revere and Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, right. But seriously though, this guy he was very fair with me. He let me speak my mind. He did not cut me off. He did not go off the handle with some knee jerk reaction. He took me completely seriously, and he pointed out what he agreed with me on, and then he counteracted me with the stuff he didn't agree on, and the other people in the room, the other callers on the line, did the same, and it was all. Very respectful and in the good nature of debate, and you know those shows are out there. There are people out there that are being real on here.
Right,
and,
they know how to debate. You know, I mean,
yeah,
and
it's great, and that's encouraging for me, Easy, because like I find myself getting sometimes where you were the other day when you were just kind of like sort of depressed and just kind of like. You know, fed up with BTR and frustrated, and I totally empathize with that. That happens to me all the time. But you also when you get down on that stuff and you focus on that stuff, you got to remember that when something good happens and there is a good positive experience on BTR, that you give that just as much attention as
oh,
the stuff that got
doubt.
You down. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, one thing that really drives me crazy. On BTR, I'm gonna tell you what really drives me crazy
yeah.
is people complaining, and it's fucking free, and they're still complaining,
mm-hmm.
and it's free. Please make
yeah.
me understand how you can complain when you're getting something this good, and they are complaining
yeah.
about little stupid things
yeah.
like oh,
but that's,
my phone
but
line
you know
went
what,
dead.
Though? That's the nature of who we are as Americans, though. Because we're spoiled rotten here, and yeah, when you detach yourself and you look at the forest for the trees, you're right. It's a small inconvenience to have your switchboard freaking out on you on BTR
right.
to,
hey,
in order
that,
to do the service
that,
for free.
Ben,
but
seems
I think,
like the chat
I,
room.
Honestly, in there. Oh, Michael! Oh, yeah,
Jackson's
we got Michael
ghost.
Jackson's ghost. Oh, okay. Here you go. The show I was in before this.
Yeah.
What Michael Jackson's ghost was in there. Maybe he can tell me. I forgot the name. Michael Jackson's ghost. I'm not chatting, but I'm looking at the chat board. So if you could tell me the name of that show that I was just on, where you were on, I'd love to, because I'd be totally down to cross promote for that guy, because he was cool. He was good. We'll wait for Michael.
Do you know Michael Jackson's ghost? I mean, is that somebody you know?
No, I was just in that other. I was just in the chat room in the other room, in that other show before I came on, and Michael Jackson's ghost was in there, and I think he might have just followed me over here. But he usually what you're going to see from Michael Jackson's ghost is he's basically going to say a lot of hee-hees. And he's going to use a lot of emoticons. He's heavy on the emoticons. So with that, why don't we go into a track here, take a little break, mix things up here in the chat room. I guess I scared off of Michael Jackson's ghost. Apparently the way you do that is you just play some Michael Jackson music. Problem solved. Sorry, folks. I missed the cough button. But you know how we do. We're up here in the North Bay. That's how we play. So I just want to take a chance here to go over some of the stories we're following here on Sunday with Vince. This off the AP wire. In Honduras, Honduras is braced for confrontation today as ousted President Manuel Zelaya insisted on coming to reclaim his post, urging his supporters to mass at the airport for a showdown with the interim government in power since the army sent him into exile a week ago. The limited government said it ordered the military to prevent the landing of a plane carrying Zelaya or any unidentified plane. We have a quote here from the foreign minister of the interim government. His name is Enrique Ortiz. Enrique Ortiz told the Associated Press, quote, "The government of President Roberto Micheletti has ordered the armed forces and the police not to allow the entrance of any plane bringing the former leader. At the main airport, soldiers outnumbered travelers, and commercial flights were canceled after a final morning departure. Access roads were cut off by police checkpoints, with soldiers standing guard alongside." So they had some police checkpoints. The poor Honduras Roman Catholic Archbishop and its Human Rights Commissioner urged Zelaya to stay away, warning that his return could spark bloodshed. The interim government said it would arrest Zelaya and put him on trial despite near universal international condemnation of the coup that removed him as he campaigned to revise the Constitution. In Washington, the Organization of American States, this is what fucking gets me, folks. What the fuck? I wish there was a what the fuck today, because this would be my number one what the fuck. The Organization of American States, what the fuck is that? I've never, until this last week with this goddamn Honduras bullshit, I've never heard of the Organization of American States. You got to be kidding me. There's so many goddamn bureaucratic organizations and world governing bodies, and the Organization of American States, where the hell are they getting this shit from? They call themselves, of course, that short would be OAS, OAS. OAS, yeah, it's they're fucking capping OAS right now is what they're doing. All right, so let's see what the Organization of American States has to say. Apparently, they're based in Washington. Okay. The Organization of American States suspended Honduras as a member late Saturday. Micheletti preemptively pulled out of the OAS hours earlier rather than comply with an ultimatum that Zelaya be restored. Okay, so you got this Organization of American States, which is based in Washington, which I've never heard of until yesterday. These people, apparently meet in Washington, and Honduras is apparently a member, and now Honduras is no longer a member. What does that mean? That means fucking nothing. This is ridiculous. On Saturday, Zelaya posted an audio message on the internet urging loyalists to greet him at his arrival at the airport. Zelaya said, quote, "We are going to show up at the Honduras International Airport, and on Sunday we will be in Tegucigalpa." Fuck, I don't know how to pronounce these fucking names. I'm a fucking white boy. I don't know. Whatever. So I guess that's like the capital city. I don't know. So he's going to show up today at the airport and try to reclaim his position. And apparently, he's got the Organization of American States behind him, which apparently I would assume includes the United States of America since it's based in Washington. So let's just say that let's just tell the Honduras people that the Organization of American States That's what they're calling us now, folks. You don't get it, do you? We're not the United States anymore. We're the Organization of American States. So it's like this is the American Union now. Everybody's talking about, oh, there's going to be the North American Union and there's the African Union and the European Union. Motherfuckers got shit locked down on the goddamn America. Not United States of America. I'm talking about America as in North America and South America. One union called the Organization of American States. That's what's happening right in front of your eyes, people. Wake up. This is a fucking scam. It's such a scam. And they're just putting it out there right in front of you and telling you. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens to this dude, Zyalia, because he's obviously just a stooge, like so many other stooges we've put in power in Nicaragua, Colombia, Argentina. They're all just fucking puppets, and it's all a charade. And unfortunately, somewhere along the line, some innocent people are going to get fucked up because of this. On both sides, probably. But, oh, damn, we got Thick Things mixing it up in the chat. No, she didn't. All right, Thick Things is in there with Easy Rider, Goofy Bone. In the building was in the building just a second ago. Hopefully, In the Building is gonna be back in the building here. But big ups to Thick Things. Big ups to Goofy Bone. Big ups to Easy Rider. Oh, man, I lost Easy Rider. Sorry, bro. I had you on hold there. I was going to come to you, but I got wrapped up in this Honduras thing. I don't know. Maybe Easy Rider's got a take on that. If you do, Easy, give me a call. I'm going to go into a track here, and once I get back up off this track, we'll talk to you about whatever it is you want to talk about. Just give me a call at 347-826-7667. Thick Things is holding it down here with me in the Bay Area. And Goofy Bone is laying low in the cut there in the chat room. And, oh, man, you know, I'm pretty pissed off. I'm loath to play some NWA right now just because last time I played NWA, it got, like, everybody else all fucking pissed off and shit. Oh, Bones? Goofy Bone is sleeping, huh? Zian, huh? Oh, Goofy Bone's in San Jose? All right. So we got, damn, we've got more Bay Area folks in the chat than anybody else. Goofy Bone is in San Jose. I'm in the South Bay. Thick Things is, I believe, in the North Bay, maybe, but she's mobile. She's a woman on the go, so she could be in West Oakland. She could be in fucking Vallejo. She could be in Santa Rosa. She could be in the city. She could be down in fucking San Jose. She could be in Fremont. She could be, you never know. So hopefully wherever she is, she's doing good, and she's carrying her blessings to everybody she comes across. And I'd love Miss Thick Things to call in and check up with us and let us know what's going on. If you want to do that, Thick, it's 347-826-7667. And I am going to go, since we got all this Bay love going on right here, I think I'm going to have to go, like, I don't know, I kind of feel guilty playing so much Mac Dre lately just because, like, I feel like the In the Building crew is probably getting sick of hearing about Mac Dre about now. But the way I look at it is they haven't gotten enough reps of Mac Dre. It's kind of something that I think it really needs to grow on you a little bit. So I'm going to go into this little Mac Dre set here, and on the other end I'm going to come out and take your calls at 347-826-7667.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't stop, won't stop, won't quit.
Never could, never
back,
could.
Straight back to some more shit.
You know.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm a rapmatic trash addict, and I'm back at it. Play me a beat with this heat, I'm a blap at it. The cat's got it. When the max batted, you don't wanna see me. Punk, get your hat flatted, dope like a crack addict or a hop head. Spit it clear so you can hear what I said. Pothead, hot head, nigga that got dreads. Got bread, stop red, get hit with the hot lead. My bed, you might see three things: high heels, my peels, and hoes and G strings. I see things through my pimping glasses. Cheesy macaroni teaching pimping classes. I dips and mashes, Mercedes Benzes. Mike West tennis without the lenses. I'm off the hinges, I handle business. Leave no clues, witness or forensic. No co-defendants, all by my lonesome. Won't see Solano, Quentin or Folsom. I dose son at the four-way stop sign. 40HK, don't fuck with Block 9. I rock mine, I'm a star, I'm famous. Got my own language, cool when I swing it. Oh, I'm all out the dough. 351 with the shift in the flow. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the tears, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit. Trey rock rhymes from here to New York. Only smoke rope, no coke or Newport. Tabachi, Benny, Hanna, pork on my fork. Robbing is a sport, and this is my court. Do anything to win, while referees cheat. I flagrant foul, and bruise the beat. Read them in weak. I'm a royal flush, give me some shrooms. So I can get much kick just always in something tight. Hella loud with the whistle or the suction pipe. Fucking dice in Vegas or Reno, ask Kilo. Nigga, he know I'm well connected. I know big whales, dick shows, and Harry L's. Been in hella jails and federal. But nigga, it never fails. The shit don't stop when I drop hella sales. Hella mail, call me the postman. From Belal, born in Oakland, Yogan. Dodge diplomat, fuck three strikes. Get the bitch to back. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the piers, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit. Come on, you busy, let's do some grown shit. Put on a tight thong, too small, that don't fit. When I'm on the piers, I'm a fool, I don't quit. Unborn kids, meth our own shit.
Hi, I'd like to introduce you to the Thizzle Dance.
Thizzle Dance?
Thizzle Dance, I said.
Hmm. Can I do the Thizzle Dance?
I do like this. They put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirks off me shirt. Stretch to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. I back up, then I start to slide. Copping my collar as I glide. Then I break the thing down and do the burst. Dust myself off like I just told thirst. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Come on to Harlem Shake, it's the Thizzle Dance.
This time, I hope you got you a two, a thizzle, because it's time to pop you a few. Then you can break, start the jizz, bounce with the core as it starts in the jizz. Those the whole damn car though. Hop out and follow. Why you let the car roll? Don't ride the whip while you ride the strip. Here's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you ready? The passenger and driver sweet. The lander up and jump back inside the shit. Why you hanging out the rooftop? Do not get ooh out by them fool cops. They tryna have you got nothing to that. You and your boy coon pig. You wanna learn coon? Stay tuned to this. Mama freak.
get your man. And show them niggas how to do the shizzle dance.
Correspondent, aka Thizzle Washington, aka Ronald Dragan, aka Thizzy Marley, and the list goes on. I want to thank everybody for chopping it up here in the chat room with me this afternoon. Looks like we have Easy Rider holding it down. Goofy Bone, IB in the building, Michael Jackson's Ghost, and Thick Things. Glad to have all the hardcore people joining me here this afternoon as we take your calls and go into some music. I do normally take requests, actually. If I can fulfill them within my allotted time slot. Today, I don't think I'm really, I'm just kind of recovering from the 4th, and so I think I'm just going to go with what I already have queued up here. But I really don't want to play too much music. I'd rather chop it up with you. So give me a call here at 347-826-7667. A minute ago, I was going into this whole Honduras thing and how I think it's just a big joke. And the biggest joke of all in this whole story is this new organization that I had not previously been aware of. They're called the Organization of American States. And I found an article here on the Wall Street Journal, and they have a picture here of the Organization of American States in an emergency meeting. And like straight up, it's every state in the Americas, North and South America. And this is fucking wild shit, man. I didn't even know this shit fucking existed. But here we go, Wall Street Journal. The stage was set on Sunday for a dramatic confrontation in Honduras with plans to be by ousted President Manuel Zelaya to return to the country to take up his post despite threats by the provisional government that he will be arrested and jailed upon arrival. All right, I kind of already went over that earlier, but I just pulled up this Wall Street Journal article because I'm trying to figure out what this Organization of American States is, because suddenly all of a sudden they're relevant. Like, where were they? Oh, I don't know. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, where were they? Where was this Organization of the American States? During the Nicaraguan crisis we had down there. When was this Organization of American States established, and why is it headquartered in Washington, D.C.? There's so many questions that are left unanswered here. I just don't get it. I mean, we just got through celebrating the United States of America yesterday, right? And now I'm hearing about this Organization of American States. What's that all about? I just don't get it. I hope somebody out there can clue me in. IB, the wise one, usually is pretty knowledgeable on a wide variety of subjects. So it'd be interesting to hear if he had something to chime in about there. But basically, I'm willing to take the topics anywhere you want to go. That's just a story that caught my attention this morning, and just giving you my take on it. I think it's a bunch of BS. I think you guys, and myself included, should be very, very suspicious of this Organization of American States, because this shit is fucked up. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Again, this is kind of like, I guess what I'm doing here is basically like a hybrid of what the fuck and smoke session. So I'm going to go back and forth from like just being pissed off about random like shit that's going on out in the world, and then I'll flip-flop between that and just basically partying. And let's get some more partying going here. We got Easy Rider, we got Goofy Bone, we got IB the Wise One in the building, and Thick Things breaking it down in the chat room. And I want to go into another track here. Keep the ball rolling here, Vince. All right, yeah, I'm gonna mix it up here. Play fuck it. We're gonna party. I just went through some news bullshit, so we're gonna party a little bit here. Be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
One, two, three, four, uno, dos, tres. I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. I know you want me, you know I want ya. One, two, three, four, uno, dos, tres. Stick to the sack on my way to the top. My pit got a lock from Goose to the lock. So the R.I.P. a big impactor that he's not, but damn he's hot. Won't stop, got her in the cockpit playing with this. Now watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. Enjoy me.
Baby, you can get it if you with it, we can play it. Baby, I got
there. Hello, hello, hello. Oh my God, I had myself muted there. I hate when I do that. But thank you so much for joining me here. It's now 1 p.m. here on the West Coast. That would be 3 p.m. Eastern. And you're tuned to Vince here on Sunday. Give me a call, 347-826-7667, or break it down with us in the chat room here. I'm still kicking it here in the chat room with I'd Be Wise One in the building, Michael Jackson's Ghost and Thick Things. Although it looks like I'd Be Wise One and Thick Things have fallen asleep on us, which is fine. I actually did a show last night with Abu. And Abu was not in the chat room. He was actually my co-host. And about halfway through the show, he fell asleep. Thanks, Abu. Luckily, I had two co-hosts that night. Last night, it was me and Ace. Definitely check out Ace. He's doing his thing out there. He's new to BTR. He's holding it down from the where's Ace in? He's in Nashville. Yeah, I was cutting it up with Ace about Nashville the night that Steve McNair died, and he was telling me about Nashville, just the scene and some of the seedier parts of it, and also he told me, you know, all the cool shit about Nashville too. But it was just kind of weird that, like, when we were talking about that, Steve McNair was getting shot and killed in Nashville. And it was like all over the news. It's been all over the news. I did a whole show yesterday where I played clips of Derek Mason reacting to the news and Eddie George. And I might, if nobody calls in, I might go into some of that shit. I'd much rather take your calls. Give me a call here at 347-826-7667. But if you can't, I know how it is. It's a lazy Sunday afternoon. You just want to fucking veg out and listen to some tunes, and that's cool. We're definitely going to do that. But I got another hour to go here, and would love to hear somebody chime in on what's going down, where you're at. I'm kind of tired of talking about this Honduras thing now. I got a little bit too distracted with it, I think. But it's definitely something interesting that I'm going to continue to follow here. And let's see what's going on in the chat room. We still got in the building, is still laying it down in the chat room, and Thick Things. Oh, so wonderful to have Thick Things hanging out with us here on Blog Talk Radio. There's still plenty of time for you folks to call in. There's 54 minutes left in my program here. And of course, as per usual, I will probably, when my show is over, continue trolling on around on the BTR here. This is my crack now. BTR is my addiction. And I love it. I mean, if this is, you know, if BTR is bad for me, then I'm fully willing to overdose on it. I think I OD'd on it maybe a week ago. And now I'm to the point where I can schedule my routine around it. I can still, like, have my life, what little life it is that I do have. But I can have that, and then I can kind of hop back in and jack into the matrix that is BTR. And swim around and I'm getting distracted again. I hate that. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a great time wherever you're at, and I want to go into some more tunes to get your party going. What have I not played yet? All right, I'm going to go into this track right here, Pharoah Monch. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Once again, that number 347-826-7667, or chop it up with us in the chat room on blogtalkradio.com. And I'll be right back after this message from Pharaoh Monch on BTR.
Got just what I need. Hold my body, baby. Something let me see. You are my heart's desire. You set my soul afire. I want you and me.
Grab those that nigga any other thinking is wishful. Sick with it with a ridiculous flow. Take over, make over, move over, shows over, flows over, hoops over, loops over, it's a town. Except I flip the script though. From the window to the wall, yes, you know. Rock and roll, hip hop, music, a disco, D.O. to Atlanta, the Frisco. New Frisco, yeah, with a new twist, so that y'all can get a gist of the rhyme I do not miss. I will not fail. Please take a glimpse in the time at your own risk. I will not fail. Fuck your boys, the man, the block, the plan that rock. The fiends and the fans on the block. Team, team on the knot. My hand if you want. Beans on your man.
Judge what you want.
What I want.
You got your order.
What I get.
You want my body, baby.
My man.
With ease and see, can't see past me. The no flash in the pan, raps are not flashy. Free at last week. We'll never recycle the same songs from last week. Free at last week. Thank God Almighty, we free at last week. Went back to the ashy, wore raps and raspy. No all access pass, do not ask me. So you can get backstage, relax, be ass free. You know, the ghost, nigga, vote with your boy. He lied and I wrote on the board. He stole to the dope with the gate, we late. The words that spoke, he's a move and escape the same.
What you want,
what I
want. Got
you what
I need. Want my body, baby.
My
baby. You want my heart's desire. You set my soul on fire. I want you. You want me.
God
does what you want.
What I want.
Got the water
beat.
Want my body, baby.
So
let me see you. You are my heart's desire. You set my soul afire.
Fine. You don't want to talk right now. I understand. You just want to kick back. You just want to listen, and that's perfectly acceptable. I can do that. That just means that I'm not here to just play disc jockey here. I'm not just spinning records. So I'm going to start spinning my take on the news. All right, moving on. This is something I touched on yesterday, but we might have new listeners that didn't hear me go off on this. So I'm just going to do it again. The women's Wimbledon final was yesterday, and it was the Williams sisters squaring off in the final, which I think happens every year, doesn't it? Aren't they always in the finals against each other? It seems like it. Anyways, yesterday Serena beat her sister Venus 7-6, 6-2 for her third title and 11th Grand Slam championship. So big congratulations to Serena for topping Venus. I'm jealous because I wish I was topping Venus. Actually, I wish Venus was topping me, to tell you the truth. But I just want to share with you this is literally verbatim what the AP Wire opened with. This is a direct quote from the AP Wire by Stephen Wilson of the Associated Press. He says, quote, Serena Williams fell to her knees on the grass, closed her eyes, arms raised, and threw back her head. That's literally the first sentence of this AP newswire. I got a boner reading that first. I've never gotten a boner before reading an AP headline before, but this did it. Serena Williams, I mean, because come on, think about it. When I read this, maybe it's just my imagination taking over, but Serena Williams on her knees on the grass, see, because I'm on the grass right now, and I would love to have Serena on her knees while she's on the grass. And we can do it outside on the grass if that's what that means. I don't know. But her eyes are closed, her arms are raised, and she throws back her head. That's so fucking hot. Oh, okay, I'm gonna paste this. I'm gonna paste this article link in here into the chat so you can see it for yourself. Judge for yourself. I mean, I'm not making this up. Like, literally, Stephen Wilson from the AP is a fucking pervert. I love him. And so we're going to go back into your calls because we have a call now on the 414. What's up? Petey Green? Is that Petey?
Hey, what'd you do, cuz? What up, cuz?
Tell me what's up.
Man, sitting back chilling, listening to your show, tripping off the Honduras shit, tripping off the Bolivia shit, just trying to figure out when this world can get their fucking mind right, dude.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. And it's crazy because everybody running these side hustles and these side names that don't nobody really want to take. I don't know. Don't nobody want to be accountable for their actions. Don't nobody want to stand up and say they're doing the shit they're doing. So everybody lying on each other and using these code names. Like, you know who's doing what and what's doing who. What up, Miss TJ? What's up? Where he at?
Uh-oh, Miss PG's in the building.
Yeah, she just stepped up in. How about y'all? Hold on, guys. Put me on hold real quick. I got to handle some business on this end.
All right. Yeah, I got you on hold. All right, cool. That's cool, man. We got Petey Green on the line. We're going to come back to him in a second. If you want to call in and say what's up, hit us up here at 347-826-7667. I'm going to go into another track here, and on the other side, we'll pull up Petey Green again and see what's up. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Keep your big mouth shut. Application from County Spoke. Practice is like a spoke. Bent down on Trump and he froze up. Standing on his belly, yelling, Pimps down, hold up. Stop trying to front off, break our ass and crumble. We gon' stop the world, make our motherfuckers jump off. This is my resume, slash resignation. A ransom note with proposed legislation. A fever to debate if you should take it verbatim. Cause I got you back the future that you don't wanna date. I'm flying kites for my folks at home. Who taking totes alone? We pay a rental shit they don't even supposed to own. They're racing through my verse, agitating through the turf. It's a million motherfuckers just waiting on the first. And there's a pain on the word. Wanna wait up your purse. Shut the job and job down at noon and don't disperse. They wouldn't pay your ass for it, they could throw you. They think you punkin', but they don't know you. This a turf operator, play with 12 shot berettas by the burger pack. Workers who be slapping on your letters, roll death in the back of those apartments. On coupons from agricultural department. When we put down the exo, we could let the threat go and start shit to the middle manifesto. Got a homie with a steel, but that shit don't bang. Cause that lights out, bar slang and soul sustain. Is a hustler soundtrack where they muscle around black. Make your thoughts heavy, drop a jewel and make the ground crack. Even renowned hacking story is a found that people only bail back when they pound back. So let's take out a spray can and paint the pavement. Deface engravings with suffering nascent. The fouls are flagrant and deaths are fragrance. I overheard them asking bakers for patience. To check the liner notes, I steal my finer quotes. But people are trying to float a bougie just designer boat. And party line and joking all kind of folks who trying to broke apart 20s cause they feeling like a minor smoke. Trees we got lifted by made our feet dangle. When I say burn, when I mean the star spangle. Let's all get high from the income angle. Bump this at the party even if it ain't the sangle. Here's a slum serenade, a razor blade, ten grenades by the daddies in the maid, who be polishing your suede. We could let the test flow, but let's make the test grow. In 2 days, with the gentle manifesto. In 2 days, with the ghetto manifesto. Now, Silky got a song, she likes to sing to the beat. We can get Silky up here and do a little something for y'all.
fuck. It's always a hard break there. I gotta learn. You know what I gotta do when I upload these tracks? I gotta start like putting in my own fades and stuff, or some sort of cue, so I know the song's almost over. Because I always forget that song just fucking drops out. Anyways, anywho, we're back. Give us your call, 347-826-7667, and I believe we have Miss PG with us. Hello, Miss PG.
What is it, Vince? Hi, everybody. What's good, Vince?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just, you know, trying to get my day going here. I think I need another iced soy vanilla latte. So I think at the next break I have, that's what I'm going to do, is get my caffeine going.
Okay. Caffeine junkie.
How was your night, Miss PG? The sidebar and bobblehead took the night off, so we missed you.
I do apologize, everyone. I was asleep. I had to be at work at 5:45 this morning. Y'all know I don't do morning.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was fine. We made do with what we had. Miss Tasha put on a 1 hour show that was fucking popping for a while there. Like, she had all the trolls over there for, like, a solid hour. And it was fun hanging out with her. This dude, Cedric the Entertainer. No, it was what's his name? I don't know. He's one of these guys. His name is Steve.
Mr. Improv.
Steve Johnson the Comedian is, like, his screen name.
Uh-oh.
You know, he's like
Stevie Mac?
That dude, yes. That guy. That sounds like the guy. That's always a red flag right there. When they have in their screen name, if they have to tell you in their screen name that they're a comedian, there's a problem.
You is terrible.
I mean, do you agree?
I mean, not necessarily. I don't know, man. I just got home from work. Don't get me to start.
This is all I'm saying is, like, if you're funny, if you really are a comedian and you're funny, we're gonna know that.
Right.
You know, you don't have to, like preface anything. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm going to be funny right now. If anything, it works against them, you know, because, like, I see somebody roll into a chat room.
Them to be funny.
Oh, this guy must be a real comedian. Maybe he's, like, out there on the circuit. You know, maybe he's a working comedian. Who knows? He must be if he's, you know, advertising himself like that. So all of a sudden, when I see him pop in, I instantly become – my expectations instantly rise. Like, okay, this guy has to be funny. And even if he is funny, if he's not super funny, then I'm going to be let down because, like, I expect a comedian to be funny.
Well, Angel Eyes, yeah, that was the guy. It was Stevie Mack. So, I don't know why
he's
a comedian. I guess some people are just, no, I don't know.
Thanks, Angel Eyes, for the confirmation there. I appreciate it. Can somebody wake up IB the Wise One? He came in here, and he rolled through and said, what's up? And he's been sleeping the whole time since. I think I started off the show going off on this whole Honduras thing, and I think that put him to sleep. I don't think it was sexy enough of a topic for him. Although I have to admit... I was on one of these late night shows. I guess there's a couple shows that come on late on Friday night and late on Saturday night, and they do all the moaning and groaning too over there. And so I was in there. I think I popped in there for a second, and because I saw IB was on there, and I was like, oh cool, let's see what's going on over here. And it was IB in this room with it had to be like four or five like middle aged black women who were like, just like on the prowl, like ready to get down. And IB was, like, talking about, I don't know, fucking politics or something. And they're like, IB, we don't need to be talking about this. The 11 o'clock news is at 11. This is 12. We turn off the news here.
Angel Eyes, so he's probably taking care of his mom right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. I'm not, you know, I hope IB's doing well. I think I'm glad he's here. I hope if he gets a chance to call in the next, whatever, half an hour I got here. If not, no worries. But yeah, man, there's some freaky ladies on here on this BTR. It's just crazy. But, you know, like, I don't know, I think it's a little bit different in bobblehead. There's maybe because I follow bobblehead and I'm kind of invested in the characters and the storylines and the subplots and stuff. It's so much more personal and gratifying when I hear
it's a fuller package for you.
When I hear like some real talk, and then we go into like Miss PG and Miss Tasha moan session for 20 minutes, but then we come out of that. And we talk again, and it's all good. Whereas like this other show I was in, they were just gonna pretty much moan the entire time, and. I was like, it was cool for a little bit, but then I was like, all right, you know, I'm good. I think I can go back to some real talk for a little bit, and then I'll come back to these moaners when I feel like it, you know?
Okay.
But anyways.
I don't know how Bobblehead even started doing that. I have no idea. Things just happen around here.
Yeah, it's just
we don't plan this stuff.
Yeah, it's just spontaneous. That's what makes it, that makes it more real like that, I think. It just happens. It's not like forced. No one's like, all right, come to the show. I'm going to get off on the air. It's just like, no, come to this show and there's going to be just some wild shit going on. Who knows what's going to happen?
You never know. That's how all our shows start off though. All our shows start off, well, you don't know what we're going to do and we just do it. And it's just, we're just real people.
Oh, Angel Eyes, thank you for stopping through and giving us clarification on the IB situation. We were worried there for a second, but thank you for confirming that he's taking care of business somewhere else. All right, I'm going to get into another track here and come back with Miss PG. Oh, Miss PG, is there any in the building related shows coming up this afternoon or evening?
Not that I know of. I know, I think Abu is supposed to do a show at 10, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's still our regular 5-hour after hours bobblehead thing going on right now.
All right.
There's anything other, I don't know if it is yet.
Okay, so sidebar for sure.
I will be woke since.
I won't let you
go too many days without me, okay? Don't worry.
All right, good. Thank you. Abu came on my show last night, and
Wayne Delegation was telling me. I was around Wayne today. He told me he was on y'all show. He said he didn't get on the phone for like 6 morning. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I missed a good morning.
Abu fell asleep on the show.
I don't know what's wrong with Abu.
He was on the line with me, and like we were chopping it up, and then at some point I came back to him, and I was like, Abu? And it's nothing. So I was like, all right, I guess he went to sleep.
Yeah, Abu's strange. You know,
that's just Abu. That's how he do.
So is your show still going to be at 9 tonight or no?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they'll let me do another one. If they let me do another one, sure, I could do one right before yours. But, I don't know.
Well, then I guess I'll leave Abu's on tonight so we can do it on Abu's. It's just an hour before meeting.
All right. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go push that. No, I'll shut up.
All right. Cool. We're going to go on a track here. I'm going to take care of some business here, and we'll come back with your calls if you want to give us a call. We got 25 minutes left. The number's 347-826-7667.
Yeah, that's it. California.
Like Elliot Ness, the track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way.
All right, I'm back. Oh, Jesus. Fuck, I'm sorry. All right, so I'm back. I got Miss PG here with me. You there, Miss PG?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
There is an interview on the show coming up today. I almost forgot. I don't know how, but I almost forgot about my walking music.
Oh, is that going to come up right now?
It's coming at 4:30, an hour, a little less than an hour.
So an hour from now. Okay, so we could do a little VIP here if you want, if people want to call in. Yeah, if people want to call in the next 20 minutes and join us, and we can ride out the VIP straight into Mill Nation if people are down. The number here is 347-826-7667. Sorry, I said Mill Nation. I meant Milwaukee Music. But, oh, Miss PG, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Maybe you know. Because I'm so, like, I thought I was pretty well, like pretty up on hip-hop and stuff and R&B and, like, all the artists
well,
and stuff.
Well, no, you couldn't because you didn't know about Soulja Boy.
Exactly. And that's what I'm finding out this week. And there's this new artist, or another new-to-me artist, I only know about her because my good friend Ted Bono on Twitter, he talks about her all the time. He's, like, fucking obsessed with her.
Her name is
Carrie Hilson.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay. What's she all about?
All I know is she got two songs that I can name off at the top of my head right now. Actually, I think it's Turning Me On and Knock You Down. She got some song with Lil Wayne. Well, it's her song with Lil Wayne on it. And I don't know how the other one goes. I can't think of it right now. But it was just playing in the car a little while ago.
Well, my friend Ted Bono, I can't stop talking to her. Like, just a minute, 4 minutes ago from on Twitter, he said, I miss at Miss Carrie Baby. That's Carrie's Twitter. It's at Miss Carrie Baby. Anyways, Ted says, I miss.
The song, Miss Carrie Baby.
Yeah.
That's how Lil Wayne said anyway.
So, Ted, so this is what Ted's saying. He says, I miss Miss Carrie Baby a lot. She doesn't miss me, though. I said the wrong thing to her, and now even I'm embarrassed. Damn, damn, damn. This dude is obsessed. And so I'm, like, trying to figure out what the big hoop-de-doo is, you know?
I don't know what she looks like, so I can't tell you if it's a cute or not thing, because I ain't never seen her.
Well, I'm on her. I just started following her on Twitter, and I opened up her MySpace. Damn, she looks pretty hot, actually. They got her in this. I hate this when fucking sites just automatically play music. Don't you hate that? It's like, I don't even care if I like the song. It's just like, I want to be able to control whether I hear it right away or not.
Right.
God.
I hate when
but she's
you
got
pop
a,
on
oh man,
pop.
She's got a pimped out MySpace. It's not even MySpace. It says CarrieHilsonMusic.com. Wait. Okay, so, like, at the top of the page, there's, like, her in this chair, and she looks fucking really sexy in that. She's got, like, the leopard skin print tights on her and stuff, and she's all sprawled out, seductive, in, like, this office chair. It's actually pretty hot. But then you scroll down, and then there's, like, a video. And the way she looks in the still for the video, she looks like a fucking alien.
This show is terrible.
Like, she looks super hot in the first picture. And then you scroll down, and it's just like, what the fuck is that? Talk about a what the fuck.
Oh, wow. You said something about what the fuck.
Who looked like an alien, Vince?
Petey Green, is that you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
All right. Okay, so I was talking to Miss PG about Carrie Hilson. I just found out about Carrie Hilson. And because my friend on Twitter, he's, like, always talking about her. He's, like, obsessed with her. And I was like, all right,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to bite. I'll check out Carrie Hilson. Let's see what's up. So I go to her Twitter. I follow her on Twitter. And on her Twitter, she's got a link to her MySpace. And when you go to her page, like it's her sprawled out on this chair, and she's looking fucking really hot, like super sexy. She's got like these tights on that are like leopard skin print. It's like she's looking good, right? And I'm just like, I'm right there in that picture. I'm like, De La Ghetto, I'm on your team, man. I'm totally, I can support that. I can support that. Then I dig deeper. I scroll down, and there's a video, and the still in that video picture, she looks like a fucking alien, dude. Like, you remember that?
Rihanna look like?
You remember that old TV show V?
Mm-hmm.
With like the aliens.
With the when they were lizards.
And that chick Diana, who was the leader of them all, like the den mother, the fucking queen bee bitch, with the white chick with the brown hair. And she just had some fucking evil-looking eyes. That's what this chick looks like.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up. Because, like, at first glance, I go to the first part of the page, and I'm just like, damn, I want to get with that. And then I scroll down, and I'm just like, oh, shit. This is some sci-fi shit. She's like a chameleon. She's like a shape-shifting chameleon. And I can't play her video.
You can't play her video bit. See that?
Oh, okay. I'm watching it. Okay, you know what? It was just kind of a weird still, I think. I think the video, it just, like, paused at a weird still because I just played the video. And when she's moving around, she actually looks okay. She just had some weird-ass makeup on and some weird eyelash shit going on.
That's fucked up. Well, Vince, I just went outside to purchase me some marijuana.
Sweet.
And it was like, yeah, this is my what the fuck moment, right? I go outside, I go holler at my man, I say, hey, where the weed at? They said, man, give it to little slow folks. So when they say slow folks, you know, everybody in the neighborhood got a community, I mean, got a nickname. I'm thinking it's actually some dude that's slow. Come to find out, it's a Mexican version of a guy who looked like Gary Coleman, but he's crippled. And I just waited 30 minutes to watch him walk up and down the block to give me weed. You know what I mean? So it just fucked my head up because now I'm feeling bad. I don't even want to smoke my weed because I got it from the crib. It's like I feel like I'm helping out the wrong. I don't know. Like I'm leading them down the wrong path. Like if he get locked up, go to jail. He can't run from nobody. I just watched him take like half an hour, Vince. You know what I'm saying? To get me some marijuana. So now I'm distraught. Then I come back in here and I hear the Carrie Hilson thing with her looking like an alien because I've seen some couple videos of her and I admit some videos she don't look the same in. So now I'm all fucked up, Vince. I just like to give you that, you know. That's my what the fuck moment for today.
Well, I'm glad that I could add to your discomfort and confusion today.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate it.
But
so
hopefully you were able to secure your prescription and you are now able to provide yourself with some relief.
I'm in the process of doing that now, so I'm going to put you in the hands of Miss TG, and I'm going to roll up.
Oh, and you know what that means, folks? That means it's contraband time. If anybody's got some contraband, I don't care what it is, maybe it's fucking bootleg T-shirts, bootleg DVDs, maybe it's some marijuana, maybe it's... I don't know, maybe it's imported Mexican T-shirts, whatever you got. If it's illegal in someone's eyes, you bust it out now, and you do it, and we'll come right back.
Merci Paris, à bientôt.
And we're back. You're with Vince. We've got 10 minutes remaining. I hope you had a chance to break away like I did and indulge in some contraband, a.k.a. illegal substances, illicit material, uncopyrighted material, use of copyrighted material without express written authorization, and so on and so forth. As much as you could have got in that 2 minutes that you had to do there. And you have 9 minutes remaining now to call in at 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. And I'm back here with Miss PG. What's good? Miss PG, did I lose you? Unmute yourself, Miss PG. Miss PG just gave herself a timeout, apparently.
You know, I sure did. I'm just like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
It's okay. You can take yourself off timeout.
I've been trying to pay attention. I was like right here in your email that you had sent me, and I was like, I don't know. You know what? For Milwaukee Music, you know what I want you to say? It's Milwaukee motherfucking music.
Yeah, Milwaukee Music in 10 minutes, right? Or no. When is it?
30 minutes. Well, 39. Mhm. Yeah.
All right. So we got 8 minutes left here. So 8 minutes left for anybody who wants to call in and get in on this. 347-826-7667. If we get enough callers, we can go into a VIP section and play that out into Milwaukee Music, but if not, then we'll just take a break and troll around BTR and then meet up with everybody over at Milwaukee Music. Anything to plug for Milwaukee Music today, Ms. PG?
No, I'm just going to do what I do every day, you know, fuck up, play the tracks, fuck up on the tracks that I play. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to do what I always do, play Milwaukee motherfucking music.
That's what's up.
So, yeah,
all right,
so.
Well, I'm going to go into a track
and, you know,
here.
In the chat room, and then, you know, in the chat room, as I'm listening to the name of the songs in the chat room, you know, like, so you don't bust me in my head. You know,
put
in the chat room if you like it or not, you know, so we can, you know, try to make a top 10 and see what's hot and what's not. We all going to judge if Milwaukee got talent because we motherfucking do. Okay, now I'll shut up.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've got about 5 minutes left to go here. Looks like IB and Petey Green and Thick Things are all snoozing in the chat room. So Miss PG and I are just going to – we'll probably just shut it down here in 5 minutes, and then I'll meet you over at Milwaukee Music.
I'm okay. I'm all right. Hurt myself, but I'm okay.
Oh. Hey, I have a question.
What's your question?
Where's Miss Tasha?
Where's Miss Tasha? He said he hasn't seen her. Well, Wayne said they was on the phone real late, so I don't
know.
Yeah,
ooh. Well, last I heard from Miss Tasha was she did her show. She's like, okay, guys, I can only do an hour because I got to go meet my girlfriend. We're going to go out. And we're like, all right, cool. So she did her show, and she took off. And that was it. I never heard back from her, never saw her, or heard from her again. But the only other moment where she came up at all was in my show in the chat box. De La Ghetto was talking about how he's going to go to bed and have dreams of Down Under.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if maybe by dreams he meant I'm going to go have phone sex with Miss Tasha now.
No.
Maybe I'm just reading into things. Because, you know, you know me, Miss PG, I'm like a super
conspiracy theorist. Yeah, you read into stuff.
Yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist, so that's just my angle.
Right.
But Thick Things is saying RIP Steve McNair and happy birthday, Mac Dre. Wait, it's Mac Dre's birthday? No.
How did you not know
that? It's a good question. Let me verify that. Hang on. Because I just did a goddamn Mac Dre show. And I did say what his... I know when he died. He died November 4th, I think. 2004. But let me see here. Let me verify. Cross-reference. Dude, she's right. It is Mac Dre's birthday. Fuck.
Wow.
July 5th, 1970. He would have been, 29 or 39?
39.
Damn. Yeah, July 5th. 1970. Oh, and I was wrong about the day. He died. He died November 1st, 2004. That's so crazy that Mac Dre, a.k.a. Mr. Furley, Thizzle Washington, Muhammad I.E., Al Boo Boo, Mac Dammit Man, Bill Clinton, Dennis C., Ronald Dragan, Andre Mikasi, Thizzle Marley, and the Islamic correspondent. I didn't realize he was born today.
Wow.
That's crazy. He was born in Oakland, California, grew up in the Country Club Crestside neighborhood of Vallejo, California. He always, if you listen to his rap music, he's always talking about Country Club Crestside. He's the Crestside crew. He went to prison. And after his release from prison in 1996, he released Mac Dre Presents The Rompilation. Following his following albums after he got out of jail, he recorded a bunch of stuff with Tony Capone, this guy Lev Berlak. I've actually met Lev, or I know Lev, through a friend. He's a local Bay Area producer, and like I worked on a movie that he did some of the music for. And Mac Dre had a pretty prolific career too. From 1991 to 1994 when he died, he released more records than Michael Jackson, to tell you the truth. He's got something like 22 records that came out when he was alive. And then after he died, you know how these guys are. They die, and then like every single fucking mixtape they made gets released as a record.
Right.
So since he's been dead, he's come out with another 20 records.
Wow.
But yeah, man, fucking the Islamic correspondent, R.I.P. I can't believe it. It's Mac Dre's birthday. That's so fucking cool. Thank you, Thick Things, for bringing that up. And so this is it. I think I'm just going to sign out here. We're going to go, we're going to cut out here with, I think it's only appropriate to do some Mac Dre. Miss PG, if you want to stay on the line and hang out on the other side, if it lets me do it, we can. If not, I'll just catch up with you at Milwaukee Music.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, so we're going to go into some Fizz with Mac Dre. What's the only thing I haven't played here? I think I did that one. I think I did them all. So I'm just going to do this one. I don't think I've done this one during this show, so I'm going to...
Okay.
So I'm just going to do this one anyways. So this is off of his first record. His first record was called... California Living, and this is the title track of his first record. Came out in 1991. Mac Dre, California Living, here on BTR. You still have 20 seconds to call us at 347-826-7667, and if not, we'll catch you on Milwaukee Music.
Oh yeah, it's Mac Dre back in in your face. I got my homeboy Cooley in the place. Kick back, let us tell you about
this California lifestyle that I live. Zeus F that board, highs and mids. Whoopers in the trunk, straight slamming. Striking through the neighborhood, jamming. We can drop the top or blow the brains. Hit the intersection and do some things. Passing up freaks with a gang of yos. Smooth, thick legs, no pantyhose. Silky times and dookie braids. Brothers with curls, some with fangs. House parties rock, way past three. Playing straight tip on Hennessy. High speed chases, Chevy races. Having sex in the strangest places. Nike shoes, Levi jeans. Triple gold Daytons and straight lazies. Some on bars, some on elites. Brothers like me rap to the beat. Doing the dunk, candy paint. Fat bank and a gang of dank. Never on time, always late. On the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. If you wanna live on the best coast, you better try to move to the west coast. Well, life is too short in the game of sin. Home with the Mac and the groupie old chick. Where brothers stay on the savage grind. Kick with a freak when they find the time. The C-A-L-I-F-O-R N-I-A rap superstar. Dose for dose, I love to spit. And for the day, I love to hit. Hold the heat so it can choke me. And when I get dank, it will provoke me to bust a rhyme through the mic. A west coast rap, the kind you like. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps is all I know. Wake up in the morning, eat some grits. Hit the studio, make some hits. Now that you've been told about, watch you rap fans get sold about. 1 million copies or even more. I'm pumping dope rhymes to the record store. Yeah, fool, you hear me spitting. Telling you about that California living.
It's up every day, trying to make it through. Stacking a bank, pulling women, and I take you. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle. Ruthless as a child, now I'm living wild. In the streets of California, you better be packing. And watch your back, due to the back of jacket. The wind breeze, blowing through the trees. And I'm still getting sacked at 100 degrees. Trying so hard on the avenue. From LA to the bank, brother, stay coming through. And Benzes, Porsches, Fathers, Bangs. Drop cool, lit chairs, and whips up things. Gold days, the bubble, skinny, painting the kids. Fifth wheel, gold wheel, boy, I'm talking about lit. In the ghost state, living way too real, fool. And if you're soft, you best be cool. To the double R, all my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre, California living.
Back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where you been? I'm out the roof of an old school. Trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing. And it's a damn shame how these smirks taste. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first taste. Well, here's another knob. Dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub. Hollering at Hutches, just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me. M to the D from the R-O-M-P, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the summer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Yeah, damn show ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dribbles and jets. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do.
What I do.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure I ain't fucking with you.
Mac D.R. Ebonic, dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool, human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side, he the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight chip getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun, heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club Crestside crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
bitch,
do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
With the license plate dialing, doing what we want to, hanging out the sunroof, mentally ignorant. Boy, we go dumb, dude. Gas break dip. We call it dope and do a donut in your whip. We call it dope and get stupid. It's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the hood. I'm amped, feeling good. I'm hiking in a fish face with a fierce face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I'll rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
We have D-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all.
playing like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Side clown, gig so hard, make my pants fall down. This beat pound, Cuddy, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know, Dr. Dre did it. I come with it, rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up, dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce, the sizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, get stupid, come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital, he's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low yoking. Is the soul still open? We need him, that a privilege thing. That I mean, all in the dough, like ye. S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid.
Let me tell you why we call it things stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say, why? No, why?
Do this damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Feel your cup. Don't be no punk. You don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on.
Come on.
Repeat after me. We go S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Come on, go stupid with me.
Thank you.